This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Once again, we are speaking with Dr. Asla Tuninwar Samanja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products. A food scientist committed to creating natural and healthy products for the educated consumer, Dr. Samanja is a pioneer to combine science and nature for safer, more effective, natural bee products. Dr. Samanja, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks again.
Dr. Samanja, always great to have you, and you offer such great information for our health, and I really appreciate all that you do within the healthcare space. Now, speaking of the coronavirus, it's certainly growing in its concern globally, and it's all over the news every day, and people are worried. What do you recommend to protect and prevent someone from coronavirus?
Yeah, that's really a very sorry case that it's going very fast, spreading worldwide. And it's obvious that within the next 5 or 6 months, it will be a topic issue for the world. As you know, this virus is just transmitted from animals to humans, and it's not well known how it will react in human body. So there is no cure right now for this virus. The only thing we can do is to protect our body, is to protect our immune system against such viral infections. So we have to strengthen our immune system with natural antiviral food, or like, let's say, food supplements like propolis, like royal jelly, also vinegar. These are natural, the best well-known antiviral agents naturally found in the world right now. So we have to add propolis extract in our daily diet to protect ourselves from viral infections and to have a strong immune system, plus royal jelly, which is also a very good immune supporter, and also some vinegar in anything that we eat, like, let's say, salads, especially salads. And we also have to take care about ourselves in crowded areas, like shopping malls, or like in hospitals, or in, let's say, a bus. So where there's a lot of people together, we have to take care of ourselves, and we have to take care of washing our hands often to protect our body from getting the virus directly. And we can also use propolis, honey, menthol mouth sprays, plus propolis, having propolis nasal sprays. So, because you know that when you get a virus, if it doesn't replicate in the body, it cannot cause you a problem. So, one has to clean the nose and the mouth very well every day in the morning before going out, and also when you come back home from a crowded area. If you clean your mouth and nasal passageway very well with propolis spray, then you will get, even if you get the virus, it cannot replicate and you will get rid of the disease. So if we take care of all these actions, I'm sure this will pass away within 5 or 6 months, but it will be an issue in the meantime.
Certainly some great recommendations during these concerning times. Thanks so much for that information. Now, looking at your brand, can you call your brand an eco-conscious, sustainable brand? And if so, why?
Yeah, of course. Our brand, you know that we bees are very important for the world. If bees will get lost, if bees will die, disappear from the world, humanity will disappear from the world too, because 80% of the food that we are eating is produced by the help of the bees. So bees help pollination, and this gives us good quality fruits, vegetables, legumes. Nearly everything that's natural that we eat is pollinated by bees. So bees are so important to the world, to keep the world going green, and to also produce good quality food for the humanity. So we have to keep bees, the bee population, going, maybe growing. Now it's not growing in the world. You know that it's going less and less by time. The bees are disappearing. So what our brand is doing against that, every product sold on the market, every B&U product sold on the market, we collect a special amount, $0.3 in a fund for our beekeepers. And we directly work with the beekeepers. This is sustainable beekeeping business model. We are trying to improve the business that our beekeepers are doing. This is also fair trade. There are no middlemen. We directly give equipment to our beekeepers so that they can produce good quality propolis, royal jelly, honey, raw honey, pollen for us with their hives, with their bees. And on top of what we are paying to them for the product, we also collect this fund from every product sold on the market and return it back to our beekeeper as beekeeping equipment. So that if our beekeeper has, let's say, 50 beehives, he can improve his business and he can have more beehives. So we will have more, he will also have more bees. So we are trying to raise social awareness on that, the necessity of beekeeping and bees for the world. And we are supporting beekeepers on that issue to keep the beekeeping business sustainable for the world.
Also, Dr. Samaj, I'd be curious, how do you work with the beekeepers and how does all that work?
We contract our beekeeper. We work with contracted beekeeping business model. This is the first time applied by our company in the world. We are the only company working with contracted beekeeping business model. We contract our beekeepers. We give them equipment. We give them training. We train them so that they learn how to produce good quality propolis, good quality royal jelly, pollen, raw honey. And we also guarantee to buy the products that they produce by this contract. And they guarantee us that they will produce the product in a natural environment without any pesticides, all natural, away from industrial zones and highways. So the product is safe without any contaminants, and the product quality is very good. So we write all of this information in a contract and we sign it with our beekeeper, and they don't worry about where to sell their product and how to sell it or which price they will sell it. They already know from the beginning. So they only concentrate on the quality and the quantity of their production. So this is also fair trade, as I said before, and also a sustainable beekeeping business model. We also call it good agricultural practices model. So we control everything from hive to table.
Certainly do appreciate your breaking that down thoroughly today. We are speaking with Dr. Asla Tananwar Samaja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Samaja, taking that even further, how does this impact the end user, the customer?
Of course, this affects the customer directly because they can reach a good quality, affordable, and a quality guaranteed product from hive to table. And they also can be sure when they use this bee product, propolis, royal jelly, pollen, all the products that we produce out of this natural products, like drops, sprays, mixtures with raw honey, they are sure that they are providing something good for the environment. When they buy this product, they know that by heart, part of this budget is going directly to the beekeeper. This is very important. And they are also well assured about the quality.
Also, as the consumer gets more sophisticated and sustainability-oriented in their consumption, do you see an increase in your sales due to this fact?
Yeah, definitely. You know that this naturally healthy food market is the fastest growing market right now in the world. Because you know that as the population of humanity is going high and high every year, there are diseases going up. And there are also this obesity, cancer, diabetes, gastrointestinal problems. There are allergies is rising. So there are more people in the world, and there are much more health issues. Most of the part of these health issues is directly related with what we are eating, what humanity is eating. We are what we eat. So it's very important to reach good quality natural foodstuff like natural propolis, royal jelly, pollen, raw honey from the hive as we produce and provide to our consumers is very important. We also see this increase from our sales and from the consumption, the number of packages that we sell every year is increasing. And this trend will go on within the next years too, because people try to keep their health in a good position with their lifestyle and with what they are eating in their daily diet. So we are now starting to be a part of their daily diet. Even though they don't get any energies as calories, because, you know, propolis, you use it with drops, and there is no calories, it's zero calories, but there are lots of health beneficial compounds in it, like phenolics, flavonoids, natural antioxidants, and it's a super food with concentrated antioxidants from the trees and the flowers. And it's very, very healthy. They're healthy molecules from the nature that you get in, that get into your body and keeps you away from allergies, asthma, supports your immune system, keeps you away from cancer. So they control, they help your body to control your metabolism. And if there is a problem in your metabolism, they correct it. They are really incredible molecules, the antioxidants, phenolics and flavonoids, from the nature coming into our body by the help of bees.
Dr. Samaja, always informative. Can't thank you enough for the information you offer here each and every time. And again, thank you for what you do in the healthcare space, as it does impact folks globally through BNU and its products. And speaking of which, where can listeners get more information on BNU? Buy products, and especially where is BNU products available within the U.S.?
Yeah, of course. We are now selling in CVS pharmacy chain stores, but we are not available in all the stores. So please go to bnu.com, our website. This is also an online sales website, so people can order online our products from our bnu.com website. And they can also search for the markets and the stores where our products are being sold from Find a Store segment. So we are selling our products throughout all U.S., through CVS stores, some natural and healthy food shops around New York and New Jersey, and also through our website, bnu.com. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. through BNU Natural is our Instagram account. So you can reach us and ask us any question that you want to learn about bee products and healthy natural food stuff. And also, people can follow me directly as an expert on propolis from Propolis Expert Instagram account.
And really appreciate the resources one can tap into and be in direct contact with you as well if they needed anything. Again, Dr. Samaja, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, too. See you later. Bye.
Until next time, we've been speaking with Dr. Ozla Tunanwar Samaja, the CEO and founder of BNU, an innovative provider of natural bee products. And for all the details and to shop around, visit bnu.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.